I don't know if you can hear that in the background. The F-16s are flying past. Oh, here they care. Here's number three. I'm right in the middle of the war zone, and not far from me is the Tainan International Airport, which if you probably didn't know this, that airport was the primary supporting airport for the American base in the Vietnam War. So anyhow, it's just a factoid of history. This is a historically known thing. I would often fly to Vietnam out of that airport, and you know they've got military guys out there, you know, parking shuttle buses around the airplane, not letting people take pictures. It's a military base. And so when you go there and you get on the plane, it's like you're under some semi-military restrictions because it's a military base. But you're going down the runway and you look out over there and, you know, there's an F-16 taxiing right next to you. You know, I mean, how often do you get to taxi on an airport runway right next to an F-16? Well, when you fly out of the Tainan International Airport to Vietnam. Oh, no, they have commercial flights to Vietnam. They flew from Tainan to Vietnam, some decades ago, and for one reason, and today they're flying from Tainan to Vietnam for other reasons. So, you know, the roads of the world keep going. Roads have, I mean, who knows who's going to travel down the road? You know, the roads are roads, and they allow us to go places. Some roads are thousands of years old, and we still travel down them. Isn't it funny? Roads, think about roads. Anyhow, it's a thrill and a delight. Since last week, I've unpacked, the bulk of the stuff from my boxes. And for all intents and purposes, I am moved in. So I've been able to deal with acoustics and microphone stuff. And you have my apologies if acoustics are different. I'll still be listening and adjusting things. But for the last 2 years, I had a certain acoustic setup, and I am planning on reading more books and doing more audio, and I am planning on doing more and performing more with reading and books and such. This week, Taiwan special. I'm still somewhat undecided about what I'm all going to get into. Things seem to be heating up between China and Taiwan. I'll probably talk about Trump and the coronavirus or the pneumonia virus. And, you know, I'm doing my best to work with this young athlete that I've been giving life coaching to for the last 2.5 years. And, it's... The most talented people among us have the greatest invitation for criticism. Your most talented athletes are the easiest to complain about, because everything, when someone does things at an awesome level, they do everything at an awesome level, including their mistakes, including the no-brainers. And so, you know, no one succeeds in anything without focusing on the path forward. And I'm talking to other, you know, athletes that are trying anyway to train for the Olympics, and I hear about the troubles that they face. And I may go into that a little bit in the Taiwan special, but as the life coach, as the motivational speaker, as the morality guy in the cheerleader department, I suppose you could say chaplain in a sense. Sports teams need a moral guide. They've got to have morale. So it's why the military has chaplains. So, you know, people need to go to, you know, they need to have someone to go to for the religious spiritual guidance. In fact, one of the reasons why China's military will not be very strong is probably from lack of a truly biblical chaplain. So we need moral guidance. We need motivation. And the athletes that I see who have the greatest potential in front of them because they've done the greatest amount of work have an incredibly, intensely positive outlook. They're very dedicated to what's in front of them and not what's behind them. And, you know, as I look at, you know, President Trump getting sick, as I look at what people say about him, sorry, you don't get a taker here. I'm too focused on winning and working with other people who win. And so because of that, the same type of criticism that I see coming against Trump, it's convincing, it's mean sounding, it's well worded. It's a low, you know, you've got lots of low blows that can really do damage. It seems like it's really a big deal, whatever they complain about. But as I look at that stuff, it's the same type of stuff that the Olympics in training athletes that I know have to ignore themselves, because they've got to focus on what's in front of them. And they've got to ignore the same kind of stuff, or else they'll never get there. That's the thing. It's just that's really the thing. The complaints against Trump are too much like the types of complaints that Olympic athletes have to ignore. Sorry, it's just that's how life is. You know, if people at the Olympics ignored, if people at the Olympics gave up and were disheartened by the same type of stuff that we throw out about Trump or whatever, then we wouldn't, the Olympics wouldn't be as awesome. The records wouldn't be as good. We wouldn't have seen any of the people that are there. They'd have these really low records. We'd have people that no one can complain about. But like I say, people that do great things in the good ways and in the bad. And it comes as a package. And we all need mercy and understanding. And of all things that I'm going to focus on, whether it's for me or whether it's listening to someone else or whether it's talking to someone else as a life coach, whatever things I have the choice to focus on, I will choose to focus on how to succeed. I am not gifted at telling people why they should keep failing. I only know how to effectively tell people why and how they can and must succeed, why they need to move forward. That's the only thing that I'm really good at. If someone wants to ask me, you know, how do I fail? Tell me how to fail. I'm like, I don't know. I don't work in that department. You'll have to ask somebody else. And so because I have that perspective, the complaints against Trump just don't faze me. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Trump and China in the Taiwan special, and I might go a little bit into what it's like dealing with Olympics in Taiwan, although I'm not so sure about that. I think I might try to get more into the dilemma that Taiwan is in because of the influence of Confucianism, because this is really a big deal, and there's a lot of stuff that's developing in Taiwan on the inside. I'll give you an example of that. It was illustrated. It's fiction, but it was an illustration. Realize J.R.R. Tolkien was in the trenches of World War I, and there he was making a lot of the notes for Lord of the Rings. So as Minas Tirith was facing this onslaught from Mordor in the third book, Return of the King, the politics and the struggle for power inside Minas Tirith is very typical. You get pressure from the outside, all the political worms and the power maneuvering and the disagreements on the inside start to erode from the inside, and they lose their ranks, and the people commanding their defenses aren't even there, so just nothing happens and the enemy can just walk in. That's how it happens all the time. And those things, as always, are trying to get their grip inside Taiwan. And I'm not sure that it's going to succeed. I think that Taiwan is going to end up making a lot of very good choices. So we'll be talking about that in the Taiwan special this week. Love you. Bye.